This is the Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 11th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. When Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she knelt at his feet and said to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who came with her also weeping, he was greatly disturbed in spirit and deeply moved. Jesus said, "Where have you laid him?" And they said to him, "Lord, come and see." Jesus began to weep. So the Jews said, "See how Jesus loved him." But some of them said, "Could not he, who opened the eyes of the blind man, have kept this man from dying?" Then Jesus, again greatly disturbed, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone was lying against it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to Jesus, "Lord, already there is a stench, because he has been dead 4 days." Jesus said to Martha, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone, and Jesus looked upward and said, "Father, I thank you for having heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I have said this for the sake of the crowd standing here, so that they might believe that you sent me." And when Jesus had said this, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out!" The dead man came out, his hands and feet bound with strips of cloth, and his face wrapped in a cloth. And Jesus said to them, "Unbind him and let him go." This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. So my family has a long-standing tradition of going on a family vacation together. Ever since I was like a really little kid, I think I was probably 3 when we started this tradition, my mom's whole side of the family would rent a big vacation house and we would all stay in it together. My aunts, my uncles, my cousins and I, and my grandma. And one of the main reasons that we started to do this was because it made my grandma Clara very, very happy. To see her whole family gathered together, grandma got to be surrounded by her children and her grandchildren. She got to play cards with us, and let me tell you, my grandma was a fierce card player. She got to go on hikes with us and look for black bears in the mountains. She got to sit on the porch with us in the morning and drink coffee, and in the afternoon, drink a beer with us. And every night, she got to pray with us before dinner. We would all gather together in a circle and hold hands, and we would pray the prayer that she had taught us. So whenever I think about my family vacation, I always think about my Grandma Clara. And the first time that we gathered for family vacation after Grandma had died, I was sad. I mean, that is the right word for it. I was sad and filled with sorrow, and we all were. But at the very same time, we were happy. We were happy that we were together. And we were happy because it helped us to remember and to honor Grandma. Being together, even knowing that first one especially was going to be hard. being together was this moment of joy in the midst of sorrow, because we got to honor and to remember Grandma Clara. And every family vacation since then has been this mix of emotions. We have had times where we have laughed, and times where we have cried, times where we were filled with joy and celebration, and times where we were filled with grief and with loss. And as I think back on that experience, that first vacation, especially after Grandma had passed, and then I think back to that very first family vacation when I was still very little, I wonder if that vacation was filled with that same sort of mix of emotions for my grandma. Because we started doing that family vacation tradition only a year or two after my grandpa had died. So as I think back on it, I think that that first vacation that we did as a family was probably filled with that same mix of emotions I felt after Grandma had passed. Filled with that mix of emotions for Grandma. Losing someone that we love and choosing to remember and to honor them, it leads to a real mix of emotions. And I think that is why our readings for today work. They have this real mix of emotions. In Isaiah, we have this abundant, almost opulent feast of God on the mountain. The very best food and the very best wine is described in detail, and all peoples are present at this feast. It is not only the best feast, it is the biggest feast in all of creation. And at this opulent feast, God swallows up death and wipes away tears. It is a feast of salvation. And I cannot help but think that this would be a feast of great joy, of laughter and merriment and love and celebration as all peoples are gathered together, provided for abundantly by God. In John, we see Jesus at the graveside of his dear friend Lazarus. And we see Christ cry at that graveside. We see Mary and Martha in their grief at the death of their brother. We see them in what might be confusion and anger that Jesus did not prevent Lazarus's death. And at the same time, we see Mary and Martha's continued devotion and faith in Jesus. We see their hope in the resurrection that will come on the last day. Far from the merriment on the mountain in Isaiah, where God is wiping away tears, in John, we see God cry at the death of God's friend. Our readings today, they present a real mix of emotions. And at first glance, the feelings of these texts just do not seem to go together. But that is exactly why they not only work for All Saints, but they are perfect for All Saints Sunday. Because on this day in the church year, when we honor and we remember our loved ones who have died, this is a day when we need to have space to experience that whole mix of emotions that come when we grieve the death of somebody that we love. All Saints, this is a day where it is good for us to be able to feel whatever we are feeling as we remember someone who has died. Whether we're feeling sadness or happiness, joy or sorrow, anger or peace, or all of those feelings at once, or others. All Saints is a day when we are not only allowed to, but encouraged to experience those feelings, because it is good for us. It is good for us to experience whatever mix of emotions we have at losing someone. And it is good for us, too, to share our feelings with one another. Notice how all of our lessons are communal and relational. Jesus, Mary and Martha, the other disciples, and this whole community of people are gathered together at the graveside of Lazarus. All peoples are present at the abundant feast of God on the mountain. And Revelation tells us of a city filled with people. These texts that present such a mix of emotions also present a community of people gathered together, experiencing those emotions with one another, sharing those emotions with one another in community. So as we are gathered here together today, it is good for us to experience whatever mix of feelings we might have as we remember those who have died, and to share those feelings with one another. We are encouraged, not just allowed to, but encouraged to share our feelings with one another. Whether that means that we are simply experiencing them in the same space as people feeling those same feelings as us, or today we take the opportunity to talk to someone else about what we're feeling. After the sermon, we'll share one of my favorite All Saints traditions of lighting candles for those who have died. And everyone is invited to come forward as we sing the next couple of songs after the sermon to light as many candles as you would like to honor and to remember those who have died. And I'm going to take a moment to do my safety reminder to everyone. As you light candles today, keep the lit candles upright and unlit candles tilt, okay? And we know where the fire extinguisher is. We do not want to use it. Thank you. Everyone is invited to come forward to light these candles and light as many as you need. I love this tradition because to me there is something about the act of lighting these candles that helps us to experience our feelings. Perhaps it's the intentionality of coming forward and really thinking about that loved one, naming them as we light that candle. Perhaps it's that intentionality that gives us an intentional space to experience our emotions. And I love, too, that we share this tradition in community. We light these candles together today. So we are reminded that we are not alone in whatever mix of feelings we're feeling. We are surrounded by this community of faith. And we are surrounded, too, by those who have died. The resurrection promise of Jesus Christ means that we are still in community with those who have died. And the candles that we light today are just a small reminder that the light of those who have died, it is not extinguished. Because by the light of Jesus Christ, it continues to go on. Today, we are surrounded by those we have loved and those we have lost, not by their merit or by ours, but by the grace of God. And we light these candles today in their memory and in their honor, knowing that they are still with us. That is part of the resurrection promise. And another part of this resurrection promise of Jesus means that today and every day, we are in the presence of God. Our reading from Revelation says, "See, the home of God is among mortals. God will dwell with us. We will be God's peoples, and God will be with us." Siblings, God is with us. The home God chooses to make is amongst us. In Jesus, God came down from heaven to dwell in our midst, and part of that resurrection promise is that God continues to dwell in our midst. So when you come forward to light candles in remembrance and in honor of those who have died, know that you are not only allowed to feel what you are feeling, you are encouraged to experience whatever that mix of emotion is. And know that you are not alone. It is good for us to share our feelings today in community as we remember that we are not alone. We are surrounded by this community of faith, and we are surrounded too by that great communion of saints, by all those who have died, whose lights have not gone out because they are kept lit by the light of Christ. And today, we are surrounded by the presence of God, who chooses to dwell in our midst. Amen.